Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have another Business of Digital podcast episode going for you. So we are going to just jump straight into this one. How's it going, Dave?
It's going.
Awesome.
All over the place.
So we're going to talk about We're gonna dive into an SEO question. We're gonna call this one SEO question two because I had to ask you when before we were recording, like, have we only done one other question like this? And the answer was yes.
I know you did a list of, like, we had 10 and we covered like 4.
Right. We did as much as we could within our time allowed.
Yeah, it was like 20, 25 minutes and we did 4. So we're just going to do one today.
But it is a big general discussion. We are going to dive into one on, drumroll, link building. Everybody's favorite topic, right, Dave?
No.
No? All right.
Nope. Least favorite topic.
So this, and I like how you set it up when we were chatting earlier. You know, this is a question that could have been posed 4 years ago, 2 years ago, a month ago. And so,
10 years ago, today, yeah. Doesn't matter.
So with that said, why don't you jump into it? Give us the gist of the question and we'll go from there.
So I'm going to paraphrase an exact question that was asked, but again, they probably every time, you know, John or, you know, anyone does a Google Hangout, Webmaster Hangout type thing, I'm sure people ask it. Anytime they're on Twitter, they ask him. Anytime... You know,
anytime they walk by him, anyway.
Yeah. You know, if people see Matt Cut somewhere, they probably still ask him these questions. Jeez. If someone sees any SEO, they probably ask these questions. And I don't think we have the answers, all of them. Noah does. But
we have many, many years' experience.
Yes. Matt's been building links before really he knew what the heck he was doing.
Yeah, before I knew it was called link building.
But here I will paraphrase it. Help.
Okay.
Am I crazy? I have a job up on Upwork for backlinks as I but if I don't have a post or anything to offer a value. So basically he has nothing that is link worthy.
Or he thinks nothing's link worthy.
Yeah. He doesn't think he has any content worth linking to, but they're trying to build links. Also I was asking about different pages and money pages. Will they just use the homepage? This person has blah, 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 started talking about them. And then they explain that they're lost. What is the proper way to get backlinks? And then they explain what their business is. And it's so, like, basically, I have nothing on my site someone would want to link to. I have no content, no assets, nothing cool, nothing unique, nothing original. But I need links. Please tell me where I can go get cheap, easy links. Isn't that what usually everyone asks?
Yes. Okay, guys, go to Fiverr. Okay, end of discussion.
Yeah, go to Fiverr. Go to
Upwork. Just kidding. Don't do that.
Go get 100 Web 2.0 backlinks for $10.
Go find a blog network, a guest post network somewhere.
But like, this is...
Don't do any of that.
Link building 101. I need links. I know I need links.
So can I jump
in? I have no idea what to do.
So I'm just going to jump. I just thought of this, Dave, and so hopefully it's all right.
I can always edit you out.
You can. But I used to love this. Like, it takes me back to the days when we would get those phone calls from people or, you know, and again, I'm taking myself way back to the early days, like Dig, you know, when people would want to get on the front page of Dig because, you know, you could actually brag about getting so much traffic it shut the server down back when that was like a thing. Hey, I shut the server down. Anyway, so when I read this, it makes me go back to that kind of thinking. And one of the ones that I thought of when you were reading this question more than anything was we worked with an accounting company, like a accounting tax type company. And if there's anything you can think of that is more boring than accounting for creating content, challenge me, okay? And so one of the things that we did that I thought was brilliant was in this particular case, we said, okay, I'm getting a couple stories messed up here. This was a paper shredding company, right? And so this one that I'm going to give the example is for a paper shredding company. Sorry about that. So, and in my opinion, that's a pretty boring industry, okay, like paper shredding. And so what we had done with them was we came up with this plan because they needed to build links, obviously. And one of the things that I thought was interesting in my conversations with them was like how much paper is shredded a year. And then we got to thinking, okay, well, is there a way that we could figure out like how much that you guys shred in over a year and like could we compare it to something, okay? And then so we started doing like certain industries and businesses and how much paper is shredded per year and started comparing it to like the height of a like the Empire State Building, for example. And so I remember we did it for this one company and like how much paper is shredded in a year on average. And it was like so many Empire State Buildings, but it put it in a visual that was like pretty amazing to think about if you're thinking about it that way. And so like, I love doing stuff like that. I love taking that type of boring subject and figuring out ways. And these are, you know, when we were talking about these guys, they're like, yeah, that's pretty fun. Like, that's something that I would even like enjoy looking at, or, you know, that's a good way of digesting it. And it's like I told people all the time, it's like, instead of having a list, you know, like the keyword that each 50 state uses the most or whatever, have a visual, have a map of the United States or whatever, you know, have a map of whatever and put that keyword on it or put the logo on it or put whatever it might be. And so like have a way to make something that you're doing a little bit more visual. And so I don't know, that's just the first thing that comes to my mind. I used to love the challenge, Dave, when someone says, hey, I got a boring industry, how can we make it interesting? And so like that's just what popped into my head.
Well, and I'm looking at the episode we did with Deborah last year, dug into the history of link building. You know, I mean, if you're thinking about what to do.
Great episode.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. But if you're thinking about link building and what you should do, honestly, go listen to it or at least check out our write-up. It has a list of things that people have done over time. Site outreach, profile links, directories, spinning articles, PBNs, content thinning, link, like there's a bunch of stuff there. And there's a bunch of other lists that are probably even more extensive, but take a look at lists like that and say, what are all the things that people do and can you scale it? I mean, this is the easiest answer is, can I scale this link building?
Like, yeah, that's very good. Yeah.
And if the answer is yes, Google has probably worked on a way to devalue it, has worked out a way to devalue some of it at least. You know, everyone's always talking about PBNs. There's risk. Anything like that that you can scale, there's risk with. And if you're okay with taking on risk and having your money site, your money pages, your main site, you know, all of your other work, you know, completely throttled by Google for breaking rules, that is a risk you take. And some of those things are more risky than others. But as we were talking, you know, just the constant, it could be any day about link building. July 31st, Google says, and this is by Roger Monty on SEJ, Google says, don't focus on link juice, focus on this instead. Where was the other lists? August 10th, Barry on SE Roundtable. Guest blog post links have zero value, according to Google, in one tweet.
Or the one that we just talked about earlier, them saying earlier this week or late last week about Wikipedia having a Wikipedia link having no value at all to helping your webpage rank.
Yeah. And if you go on any forum or Twitter or Facebook group, I'm sure people are still talking about, yes, it does, no, it doesn't, or, you know, whatever. And we're not here to argue one way or the other. Sorry.
No, you're right. I just remember something that that Ray had often mentioned about, you know, getting any kind of links. And I think this was back in the day when they first started doing followed or no followed links. And I remember something that she said was, you know, is this link, you know, stop thinking of it as like, is this specific link going to help me rank or not rank? Or, you know, is it going to give me like the juice to help my page go higher or whatever? Like, if I'm getting that link and it's leading traffic to my site, that is helping me with some purpose, is it helping me with sales? Is it helping me with branding? Is it helping me with reputation management? Whatever it might be. Like, if I'm gonna pursue it, basically, is what she was saying. I don't care if it's followed, no followed. I can't remember exactly how it was put, but and I think in a lot of cases, you know, we get way too focused in just getting those kind of links that pass juice, and we miss those opportunities. Like, again, I think about all the times and articles I've read about how they say, hey, like, your Forbes or your Inc. articles aren't getting you, they're not doing anything for you, like, link juice wise. But yet when you go and look at a client's analytics and you see, like, so much of their traffic and conversions and the purpose of, you know, like, getting a lead or whatever is coming from those articles that have been placed, or those, you know, when they've been spoken about by a writer on Wired or Inc. or wherever, Dave, like, it's benefiting them. And so, like, I think often two times we get pigeonholed into thinking link building has to be something that is pushing juice. And I don't think that that's necessarily the case. So, just thought.
Well, and that's, you know, the initial question, you know, trying to get links. They were just trying to get junky, crappy, any kind of links. I'm like, what? They even admitted there's no reason someone would link to my site. There's no content. There's nothing worth linking. You know, it's the same question. It's like, anytime someone goes, why am I not number one? I know it's Ryan Jones has said it often, you know, probably at least 20 times a year on his Twitter account, but lots of other people do too. The first question is, why should you be number one?
Yeah.
Why should you be number two? Why should Google put you and your content, or you and your page on the front page over every other company? Yeah. If 50 companies have the same Nike shoes that they're selling and 50 of them have the same description and the same, you know, half of them use one CMS, half of them use another, everything across the board is really the same. You all have secure sites. You all have this and this and this. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Why should you be number one over them? Links will probably make a difference, but why would they link to you over someone else if you're all the same content?
Well, that's kind of why I started chatting about the things that I did, Dave, because, like, that's where you need to set yourself apart.
You do.
And you know, like, when we're talking about this, I think about the things that I've done over the years on the different e-commerce sites that I've had or sold, or businesses that I've had or sold, and one that I'm currently with right now. You know, I do a lot with, I'm a part owner of huskybeard.com. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the place where we originally got a lot of the oils from, they work with like 2,000 other people. And so it's like you get descriptions, and if 2,000 other people aren't doing it right and they're just copying and pasting, you know, the same stuff, product descriptions, okay, you have to start thinking about setting yourself apart. So not only did we start to bring everything in-house and tweak and make the formulas our own and getting all the product in-house, but every single product had a rewrite. Every single product had a rewrite that went to the look and feel of our brand versus some generic whitewash that just went with everything. And then creating the kind of content that sets us apart, like, you know, creating a Husky Beard Nation, a Husky Beard family, getting a community built around you that's different and that's bigger than just the other 2,000 people that are doing it. And I think that's what we're looking for and what we're trying to help you guys understand.
Well, and Brent Satoris over at SCJ, they just did a webinar, and I was scurrying around. I forget the guy's name that actually did it, but it's how to identify site quality for link building. And there's lots of other posts about that are out there that are going to go way more in depth than we are right now. But the one thing I always look at is similar to what you know, when you talked about what Ray said, is this site going to actually send us traffic? Does it actually get traffic? You know, if we're talking about a link, you know, and the other thing is, would you pay to advertise on that site?
Yeah.
Do you think if you were to target that site with, you know, Google Ads for display or some other, that you're actually going to get quality traffic or any traffic?
Well, I also look at it too, because a lot of people are afraid, like, of they say, hey, you know, you're going to get penalized if you do a guest blog post or whatever it might be. But if there happens to be a place that's allowing me to do a guest blog post that gets a lot of traffic that I know would be relevant, if it's on a page that's relevant to what I'm doing, and I know it could send me a lot of traffic, which would lead to, you know, conversions and sales and whatnot, I'm going to do it every day of the week. I'm not going to care about that.
There's, I work with a lot of B2B, and there's sometimes where they'll get a link in a list, and it's an editorial type one, or even a guest post, where 4 years later, we still get traffic every month. And one person signs up for a webinar. One person becomes a qualified marketing lead. One person, you know, signs up for the service.
Right.
That is the best link that they've probably ever built. Does it help them rank number one for whatever keyword? No. But we get business every month from it.
Well, I think even about, like, you know, I'm thinking about, because the business of digital, you know, it's its own website. It's a business. And, you know, we try to monetize it here and the best that we can, Dave. And obviously, you know, I think about the way that we go about link building and what we do for it. I mean, we could probably be a little bit better. But my point is, like, creating something that's worthy of people wanting to link to. And so, you know, we've shown up on quite a few, hey, you need to listen to these marketing podcast type lists. And I think that if you focus on creating something of quality that's going to make people want to link to you, that's where you're going to get a lot of links just naturally. And you don't even, and those are the best kind, the ones that you don't have to, like, go and beg for, the ones that are just given to you.
Yeah. Those lists are, we get people, probably more listeners from those than we do any of the social media stuff I do, any of the Instagram or Facebook or, you know, tweets that we push out, like any of that kind of stuff we do, we probably get more listeners from those lists and those links than we do anywhere else.
Absolutely. So just paying attention to that kind of stuff. And here's your idea. So, like, if Dave and I put more time into it, knowing that that is the case and we're getting these type of places naturally, you know, then pay attention to those, you know, we all know people and we all have industry friends, or, you know, if you show up or if you see a list where podcasts are mentioned, you know, you can always reach out and be like, you know, you can either joke, be like, hey, you missed one, or, hey, just curious, like, did you know about us? And a lot of times, you know, like, people I talk to, they're like, I had no idea that you had a podcast, and that's great. This is perfect. I'm going to add it to the list, or I'm going to update it, or I'll add it to the next time I do it. And so I think it just takes simple outreach and paying attention and things like that. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be complicated, guys. It could be just that simple.
I think we answered the most basic link building question we could do. It's
like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just going to those services. I won't throw them under the bus. You get what you pay for. Now, there's probably great people on there. Yes. There's probably great results. Yes. There's also probably really bad stuff everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yep.
It doesn't matter where, just link building in general. You know, it's just like going to ask a graphic designer, you get what you pay for. Going to ask a developer, you know, a floor installer for Matt, you know, landscape person that I was talking to. Sometimes the most expensive isn't the best. Sometimes the cheapest isn't the best. Sometimes they are, you know, maybe they just don't know their value, or they have some I don't want to say trick, but they have a way to be able to deliver it a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
But yeah, take a look at the, take a look at wherever, whatever you're doing. And if you know that you don't have anything to link to, it's going to be tough. Just, yeah. You know, if you have the same meta descriptions you have, you know, if you're a restaurant and you have a site that has no content on it, if you're a lawyer and you have no content, you know, you don't even have pictures of About Us or some sort of local company and you have no content. If you're a large enterprise and your site is stuck in, you know, 2002 and just looks horrible and there's no content on it, like, why would people link to you other than your homepage and because you're sponsoring something?
Well, and you guys, and if you're listening to this, obviously you want to know about this. So like, if you have questions, reach out to Dave and I. Ask us a question. If you're in an industry that you feel like is not worthy of being linked to, reach out to us and ask us, like, what can I do? How can we help you? And I'd love to answer those questions. So either leave comments or reach out to us on Twitter, as always. And so, all right. Well, we do appreciate you guys joining us on another one of these. As always, a reminder, please go to Google Plus and give us a 5-star rating. We would love to, or not Google Plus, Google Play.
Google Plus, what year is it? I know we're talking about that.
Google Play.
You just want that $7 from that.
I do. No, it's $12.
Is it 12 or 4?
$12.
$12. Yeah, that,
I got
$12.
For 12. Anyway, don't go to Google Plus because it doesn't exist. Go to Google Play and give us a 5-star rating, and I promise I'll wake up soon.
I'm totally leaving that in there, by the way.
I know you are. So for this jerk of co-host Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Sildenwald with Avalanche Media, and thanks, guys, for joining us.
Bye-bye.